are Locked On Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
4 seconds left. He's got the ball. He should have it. Isaiah hangs on the ball, flips it up to the Raptors. Detroit is the city of champions again.
Detroit basketball.
What up? Welcome to the Locked On Pistons podcast, episode 4, Monday, December the 23rd. And two rough ones over the weekend for the Pistons. It's your boy Matt Shook, the host of the Locked On Pistons podcast, the sports writer here in Detroit City covering the NBA for the Detroit News and Associated Press, Pistons fan and follower my whole life, and a sports newspaper reporter for over a decade as well. Thanks for the listen. Thanks for spreading the word about the Locked On Pistons podcast. Today we're going to run down the action from the weekend. It was ugly. I know it's what you came here for. We're also going to talk about tonight's opponent as the Philadelphia 76ers are in town for a big one. I'm going to talk about another veteran as well who can be having an important month for the Pistons' future if he continues to play well. And I'm also going to update you on a fun championship that the Grand Rapids Drive were going for on Sunday night. Give me a follow on Twitter, by the way, at Matt underscore Shook, S-C-H-O-C-H, another underscore after that. Also the Locked On Pistons Twitter account. And check us out on Facebook at Locked On Pistons Dash. Matt Shook, distracted a little bit tonight as I taped this on Sunday night. Al and Chris Collinsworth are getting the Sunday night football game going. I'm in the fantasy football Super Bowl. Need Allen Robinson of Orchard Lake St. Mary's to get about 8 points from the Chicago Bears and Mitchell Trubisky throwing him the ball. Ugh, that's all that's left between me and a championship. Everything else is in the clubhouse, so just need Allen Robinson to bring it home. Should be, you know, eight points. A little bit more than half of what he's projected to get in the Yahoo. So it should be fun to listen to this. Maybe we'll tape the second segment of this show in another hour or so. We'll give you an update on where my feelings are at. But we're feeling pretty good. Definitely want to knock on wood. Definitely not a layup, but solid game from a solid player. We should be all set. And as you know, it's Christmas week, so obviously distracted by all that stuff too. We'll do a show today, obviously, and then tomorrow we'll recap the game against Philly. Probably take a couple of days off for Christmas after that, and I'm thinking come back Friday morning, but it could be a Thursday afternoon instead, so we'll kind of play it a little bit by ear. I'm thinking because the Pistons will play Thursday against Washington, so we'll kind of preview that game in Tuesday's show and then come back Friday morning after the game. It's kind of the plan for now. These things could change over the holidays, and you know your boy Matt likes to go out and have a little fun, so who knows what's going to happen. But that's the tentative plans as of now. But the Pistons dropped a pair of games over the weekend to the Boston Celtics and the Chicago Bulls. Bitter rivals of yesteryear, but of course the Pistons being irrelevant, don't have any rivals anymore. They're just spinning their own wheels in NBA irrelevancy. 114-93 to the Boston Celtics, 119-107 to the Chicago Bulls. I was talking to a friend of mine over the weekend, not to digress, but, you know, it's the Pistons, so we can digress and not really feel too bad these days. And just a big basketball fan, and he says, you know, I was watching the Bucks-Lakers game on Thursday, and it just kind of strikes you that, like, the NBA is happening, and it's fun, and there's all these things going on, and the Pistons are just separate from that. It's almost like they're playing a totally different sport. It's like the Pistons are this thing outside of the NBA that's irrelevant, doesn't matter, and is completely annoying at this point, especially when you got to do and listen to a daily podcast about it. So thanks for listening. Appreciate that. But the Pistons fall to 11-19, the new low water mark of the season, 8 games under .500, fall to 11th place in the pathetic Eastern Conference, still just a game and a half out of the playoffs. Unbelievably, I'm actually starting to resent how bad the East is at this point, not appreciate it. There are now two teams, Charlotte and Chicago, who are in between the Pistons and Orlando. Orlando still somehow holding on to that 8th seed, despite having a garbage season of their own right now. But like I said, Pistons, game and a half behind Orlando with 2 games in between there. A bunch of records to update that we like to talk about here from the weekend, of course, in the negative direction. Pistons now 1-5 on the second half of a back-to-back after the game against Chicago, including 0-5 on games where they are at a rest disadvantage on those scenarios. So we know Blake Griffin and Derrick Rose's absences on back-to-backs have something to do with that. But, you know, good teams dig deep and win those games sometimes. But this is nowhere near a good team, as we know. The Boston loss drops on Friday, drops the Pistons to 1-8 against good teams. You know, again, good teams beat other good teams sometimes. The Chicago loss drops the Pistons to 4-9 against crap teams this year, and 0-8 in games against Chicago, Washington, and Charlotte. I know that stat is a little bit cherry-picking, but, man, is it funny, and just tells you all you need to know about this Pistons season. About the only thing they're doing well is playing Eastern or Western Conference teams, 2-1, and beating up on teams that should be about their equals in the Eastern Conference. I still call Charlotte a crap team. We're probably going to have to move them up to a red letter game and change these numbers around at some point. But Jesus Christ, I mean, just bad. And we also know that the proficiency of knocking off crap teams was one of the only reasons the Pistons had what you consider a decent season last year. And look, I watched the game Friday, didn't watch too closely on Saturday. I hope you guys forgive me for that. Was hanging out with some buddies. We had the game on, but you know how it is. But nobody played well against Boston. Pistons were without Blake Griffin and Luke Kennard in that one. I'm past hearing excuses about injuries from Lions fans and Pistons fans. The excuses, these teams suck. No doubt about it. Changes need to be made. 15 points from Thon Maker leads the way. That's the kind of game it was. 24 turnovers, obviously the main culprit in this one. 6 turnovers from Andre Drummond to lead the way. He did have 6 steals, though, on the positive end. He really seems to be very active for games against Boston for whatever reason. On the bad side of the ledger, 4 turnovers for Bruce Brown as well, who was playing at home in Boston. Active as well, but out of control and just not getting it done at point guard right now. The shooting wasn't anything good or bad from either team. It was just a good team beating a bad team. Seemed pretty simple, the storyline of that one. On Saturday night, it was bad versus bad in a little bit of a wrinkle. Luke was back. Derrick Rose missed the game with a sore left knee. We'll have an update on him a little bit later on in the show. But good news, Markieff Morris, 23 points, 7 of 12 from 3, getting the start. Blake Griffin out with the flu this time. Luke Kennard was back, 16 points, a minus 21 in the game, 5 turnovers from him. Bruce Brown was a minus 17. The wheels are falling off a little bit for Bruce right now. A favorite on this show, a hated member for a lot of you guys on Pistons Twitter. 4 points for him, 4 turnovers, a real rough one for him, obviously. Hitting a bit of a point guard wall after being more good than bad in that position, especially relative to expectations. He wasn't quite a revelation at that position earlier, but a nice surprise this season. 19-14 for Andre Drummond, the good counting numbers that we expect from the big man. 5 more turnovers from him. Sadly, another thing we expect from the big man, too. And another thing we expect from Zach LaVine, a Pistons kryptonite, 33 points for him. Beat down the Pistons as they are, all day, every day these days. And the Bulls, now 3-0 against the Pistons and pass the Detroit Pistons in the standings, despite the fact that they're having a miserable season themselves. Monday night against Philly tonight. That'll be the last game before Christmas. And then the Washington Wizards on Thursday at home, the day after Christmas as well. And then I believe the Pistons are going to hit the road for San Antonio. I'm pulling up the schedule as I'm stalling a little bit to see what's up after that. Yeah, so Thursday night in Detroit against the Wizards for a 7 o'clock and then hitting the road for San Antonio on Saturday night for an 8:30 game. I know you guys are going to be sitting by your TVs during the holiday season on December 28th to watch the Pistons and the Spurs. But the original Casper mattress combines multiple supportive memory foams for a quality sleep surface with the right amounts of both sink and bounce. Get $100 towards select mattresses by visiting casper.com/LockedNBA and using LockedNBA at checkout. Again, that's LockedNBA, not Locked On NBA. Terms and conditions apply. And if you can't visit Casper right now, you can find this and all other offers from Locked On sponsors at LockedOnPodcast.com/offers. Up next, we're going to talk 76ers a little bit and also about the veteran who could be having an important month for the Pistons' future. That's coming up next here on the Locked On Pistons podcast.
Yes, sir!
A little bit later on, we will update you on what's going on with the Grand Rapids Drive, an exciting weekend in Sin City for them, playing for a title on Sunday night as I speak. Hopefully they get done by the time I want to get the last segment done here on the show. I told you we're going to live through the Allen Robinson, Mitchell Trubisky experience. All I need from Allen Robinson is about 8 points. Looked like I was going to be comfortably projected to win coming into this game. But now we're back to about 50-50 or so. The one catch that he has so far was Mitchell Trubisky about to get sacked and just like threw an interception, basically asking for it to be intercepted. 50-50 ball. Robinson comes down with it. Gets the catch for 9 yards. Then a couple plays later, he's wide open on the wheel route for a touchdown, and Trubisky overthrows him because he freaking sucks. So anyway, good times. We're nearing halftime here, or maybe more mid-second quarter. Chiefs got the ball. Need, like I said, 50-50 at this point. Not feeling so good. I don't think the fantasy football gods are going to be shining down on us. Maybe I shouldn't have relied on Mitchell Trubisky's number one target. tonight, but we'll see how that goes. Pistons and 76ers in action tonight. Speaking of teams you should not depend on, in Detroit, 7 o'clock, the Pistons just don't beat the 76ers. The Sixers are good. The Pistons are not. It's really not all that complicated. The Joel Embiid versus Andre Drummond mismatch is one that if you weren't a Pistons fan, you'd probably laugh along with everyone out there, but we'll see how that all fares tonight. Philly is 21-10. They had a three-game losing streak recently until they snapped it on Saturday by beating Washington at home. To break that streak, good teams beat Washington at home, you see. Very uncomplicated as well. Pistons are 7-point dogs at home. Just going to drop that right there. But Blake Griffin, Derrick Rose, and Luke Kennard are all questionable for this one. And Christian Wood's still out for the Pistons. So that's the update on injuries. Of course, Reggie Jackson and Kyrie Thomas out as well. Matisse Thybulle is out for the 76ers, as well as Shake Milton and Zaire Smith. They're with the G League team right now. So really the kind of the interesting things about this game, Matisse Thybulle, I like looking at the rookies. A defensive dynamo, like I said, out for this game. Would have been fun to watch him, but we don't have fun here in Pistons land. And Shake Milton and Zaire Smith, guys that I've talked about as possible trade pieces coming over to the Pistons in the kind of deal that might send over a Langston Galloway and or Derrick Rose and or Markieff Morris for pieces that could include guys like Shake Milton and Zaire Smith, maybe Mike Scott, maybe Kirkman, whatever his name is, I'm not even going to look it up. We're just going to leave it at that. I'm going to blame Mitchell Trubisky for me not knowing his name right now. I think it's Furman Korkmaz, but it might be Kerman Forkmaz. So good times here on the Locked On Pistons podcast. But as I talked about the other day, these are showcase games for guys like Langston Galloway and Derrick Rose. And again, I'll throw another name out you, and that's Markieff Morris. He's playing really well right now. I didn't like the signing when it happened at the time. Kept guys, you know, the Joe Johnson versus Christian Wood training camp battle that was well ballyhooed and should have been. Christian Wood won that one in a landslide. But it was more like the Markieff Morris signing was the one that kept like a Joe Johnson away from coming to the Pistons. We were sitting there waiting for a backup center to come. It never really came. Markieff Morris isn't that guy. And that's the kind of thing that has forced Thon Maker into action. All that being said, Markieff is getting it done this year. He's making three-pointers at over a 40% clip. I didn't like the second year of the deal, the fact that Morris is a player option for $3.3 million. But the way he's playing right now, he may decline it. And that looks like a shrewd signing by the Pistons front office, taking a chance on a guy who had some injury issues last year, got dealt, kind of dumped to Oklahoma City, didn't do anything there. But he's playing so well, you might have some trade value for the Pistons here. And you know who else might have a little bit of trade value? That's Tim Frazier. Hold your laughter, because Tim Frazier had 13 points and 9 assists on Saturday. We know that's a one-off. And, he's like a better version of the Jameer Nelson type that Stan Van Gundy gave up a second-round pick for from Chicago a few years back. So why can't the Pistons get a second-round pick for a guy like Tim Frazier, fleece a Stan Van Gundy, dullard executive type? Why can't the Pistons get an early second-round pick for Markieff Morris, unprotected, something like that? Tim Frazier, late second-round pick, maybe mid-second-round pick, or protected at some level. Or even better, why can't you package guys like that for better assets with a Langston Galloway and a Derrick Rose, start picking up some good assets, some late first-round picks, maybe even a mid-first-round pick for a couple or a few of those guys. Developmental young guys like Zaire Smith, the teams might be lacking the patience for, or maybe they know they're going to be kind of good, but know they need to give up something to get something for their playoff and championship pushes. I really think the Pistons front office has an opportunity here. I do think the ship is sailing as we speak on an in-season trade possibility of Blake Griffin. You got to build up his value and stay healthy for some sort of stretch of time before you're able to trade him. I still think they should explore it. I don't think that's going to happen at this trade deadline for Blake Griffin as we sit here right before Christmas. And, of course, Andre Drummond, obviously another nauseating conversation altogether, too. We're going to skip it today. But someone that the Pistons should be looking to trade, could be looking to trade, complicated situation on a lot of fronts for Andre Drummond. But these vets that we talked about, Rose, Galloway, Morris, Tim Frazier to a lesser extent, these guys are all playing well. And if Tim Frazier can string some games together, he can kind of join that group. You might be able to get rid of them. And again, I'm only saying get rid of them because they have value. They're playing well enough for the Pistons to want to keep, and they are a better team with all these players. Don't get what I'm saying twisted. But because they have value and because this Pistons team sucks so bad, they need to start – not start, but they need to be through the execution of making these kind of things happen. Getting rid of those, these kind of guys are smart, no-risk plays. We can have the conversation about Drummond and that one day you might be very much regretful of moving on from Andre Drummond, however that might happen. That's not the case with these guys. You will not regret not having Derrick Rose in any kind of meaningful way for this organization going forward, other than possibly winning some games this year and next on the margins to maybe make this team a lower part of the playoff push. I understand this makes the team worse to make these deals. No doubt about that. But you got to make these moves, tear it down at least a little bit so you can keep trying to make the right moves to build it back up over time. And this is what a smart front office can do. I will applaud this front office. They have not made any bold moves. I think that's by design for a couple of reasons, to make the Pistons a little bit incrementally better at times, but also to preserve their job status for as long as possible. Yes, I say that. But I think that they have made these kind of correct moves on the fringes. We have to give the front office credit for signing the Derrick Roses and Markieff Morris's and Tim Frazier's this offseason, and that those guys have value. That means they were good signings. That means they were good pickups. That means they were picked up on affordable type of deals. So they need to have the second part of that equation come to fruition and now deal them for players that could make an impact with this team 2, 3, 4 years down the road when the Sekou Doumbouya, Luke Kennard, Bruce Brown core goes forward. Sofia Mykhailiuk, you might want to throw in that to that group as well. When that core moves forward and whatever players are taken away from that core and added to that core as they need some of those guys taken out and some of those other new bloods pushed in, future draft picks, all that good stuff. Whenever those teams, those guys are available, you need to find other players to put into that group. But you also need veterans to keep around. So, you know, I'm not sitting here saying that all four of those guys need to be traded or else this is a failure. I realize the NBA is not quite like that. But looking at that list of guys, two of the three of Morris, Rose, and Galloway, guys that could fetch real value for you, especially at least one of the two of Galloway and Rose, send them out while they're hot. Make it happen, please. Do this. It's the move. It's the obvious move. It needs to be done. I sent out the tweet during the game against Boston. It's almost good that the Pistons are so bad right now. The front office needs to look at this thing with a realistic way, an honest way, and make this kind of move, go forward, and make it happen. Speaking of going forward, up next, we're going to update you on the Drive, who played for a title on Sunday night. That's next here on the Locked On Pistons podcast, which is a proud member of the Locked On Network, your team every day. All right, the Grand Rapids Drive lost in the finals of the Winter G League Showcase in Las Vegas on Sunday night to the Salt Lake City Stars, 91-88, unfortunately, because that's a nice chunk of change. They could have won $100,000, and I think they split that amongst themselves, but they didn't win it, so they don't get that. Sekou Doumbouya was not part of the team with the Grand Rapids Drive, and that's a little bit of a frustration, I would imagine, for those guys who are trying to win a championship there. I don't even care because at this point I won my fantasy football championship. I gave you guys a little bit of updates on the way. Met up with some friends who went to the Red Wings game tonight, went to second base in Midtown, and saw that Allen Robinson got just enough points to get me the fantasy football championship. So, you know, kudos to the Grand Rapids Drive getting the finals of the G League Showcase, but not on my radar right now. I'm just happy that Allen Robinson of Orchard Lake St. Mary's got enough fantasy points from Mitchell Trubisky to get me the, you know, couple, you know, we're talking about a three-figure amount of money, not a certainly not a huge amount of money, but enough to make you happy that you win, you get the trophy engraved, all that good stuff. But the Drive lose to Salt Lake City, and I know that you know, not super on the nose in terms of what you want for professionalism, but Dante Hall with 21 points and 12 rebounds in the loss. Todd Withers, a favorite of the Locked On Pistons podcast, he had 15 points. Jordan Bone, the two-way player, had 17 points. Lewis King only played 19 minutes and had 2 points, so it seems like he kind of struggled quite a bit, 0 for 7 from the field, so not a good time for Lewis King in a, you know, a big-time atmosphere. As far as big-time atmospheres go, in the G League, and Tre'Deon Hollins had 11 points off the bench. So the Grand Rapids Drive lose a big one, but we'll see if this team can gel and continue to be a factor in the G League and maybe even make it back to the playoffs and make a run as things go. But yeah, that'll do it for the Locked On Pistons podcast. Thank you guys for listening. Congratulations to my fantasy football team for getting the championship. Really happy about it. Really excited. It's the holidays, so we're having a good time here. Late on a Sunday night, recording the Locked On Pistons podcast. Very excited about the fantasy football championship and looking forward to the Pistons playing the 76ers on Monday night in downtown Detroit. Not really looking forward to watching it happen, but we'll see how the Pistons respond to being losers again here as we venture forward in the 2019-20 season. This is your boy Matt Shook, the host of the Locked On Pistons podcast, saying, hey, we'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Happy holidays to you all.